Welcome to episode 3 at the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week of Monday, August 27th, 2018. I'm Walter Johnson, and a lot of things to talk about, including Lee County's convincing win over Dr. Phillips of Orlando, Florida, and the Georgia versus Florida State Champions Challenge. Also, Monroe getting off to their first 2-0 start in 8 years. Also, Colquitt County. And a winning big over Trinity Catholic out of St. Louis, Missouri. And a stunning upset from outside the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And going to cover as much as I can. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to start with the Lee County Trojans and the Panthers of Dr. Phillips High School out of Orlando, Florida. In the Georgia versus Florida State Champions Challenge at Trojan Field in Leesburg. That had an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday morning, August 25th. And after yet another slow start, in which the Trojans turned the ball over multiple times, and resulting in an early 3-0 lead from Dr. Phillips after a field goal scored by the Panthers. And the Trojans managed to overcome those early game jitters and pick up a 35-3 win. And the interesting thing is Lee County held Dr. Phillips to only 31 yards of total offense. And they did the same thing to Daugherty in the Hamp Smith Classic at the Albany State University Coliseum on the ASU East Campus. And the Trojans from Leesburg held the Trojans from Albany to minus 70 yards rushing or negative 70 yards rushing. And combined, Lee County has held its opponents to, Lee County held Dr. Phillips to 31 yards total offense. Lee County held Dr. Phillips to only 31 yards of total offense instead of rushing yardage, just total offensive yardage. In the game against Daugherty, Lee County held the Trojans from Albany to minus 70 yards total offense. And that's combined, Lee County has held its first two opponents to minus 39 yards of total offense. And put the average of those two games together, and it's minus 19.5 yards of total offense, or just under negative 20 yards of total offense. And also, the Trojans from Leesburg have outscored their opponents 82-9. This is 82-9. Yeah, that's unbelievable to me. And Lee County with a struggle early and then having trouble holding on to the football. Yet somehow, they get their groove going, and ultimately get the victory. And Lee County is now 2-0 on the season and will face Peach County this Friday, August 31st, the very last night of August. And more on that later. And moving on to the Monroe Tornadoes. The Monroe Tornadoes go to 2-0 and they defeat the Terrell County Green Waves 51-32. High scoring that game there, and the Tornadoes rallied from an early double digit deficit to win. And at one point during the first half, Monroe actually trailed Terrell County 18-8. And then they reeled off 25 unanswered points. In the fourth quarter, and Monroe built its lead to about 44-18, and then the Green Waves made things interesting in the fourth quarter, but Monroe held on for the win, 51-32, and it's Monroe's first start of being 2-0 since 2010 or 2010, and the Tornadoes defeated Terrell County, and what an irony there, as well as Northeast Macon and all, and the now defunct Albany High. high for their first three wins of the season. Sadly, however, and the Tornadoes would go on to lose five straight games, then beat Doherty in their next to last game of the season. They finished, ultimately finished that 2010 campaign at 4-6 overall, and just 1-5 in GHSA Region 1 AAA. And Munger will face Westover this Friday. And more on the Patriots and Tornadoes later, right toward the end. And looking at some other games of interest here in our area from week 2, and the Doherty Trojans have fallen to 0-2, and Doherty fell to 0-2 after losing to America Sumter 43-7, the final score from America's Georgia. Battle of the first year head coaches for both of those programs, Damian Gary at Doherty and Larry Harold at America Sumter. And Doherty led 7-0, and then America Sumter exploded for 43 unanswered points. And America Sumter gets the victory, improving to 1-1 in the season. And their first win under new head coach Larry Harold. And Doherty is off this week. And I think the Trojans from Albany could use that time off to try to correct their mistakes and try to cure what ails them, what's been ailing them so far. And Doherty's been outscored 90-13 in their first two games. A very interesting flip side. Losing 47-6 to the Trojans from Leesburg and the Lee County Trojans. And then losing at America Sumter 43-7. And the Colquitt County Packers improved to 2-0 on the season after rolling past Trinity Catholic out of St. Louis, Missouri, 42-14, and the Titans of Trinity Catholic came into the game as the third-ranked team overall from the state of Missouri. And Trinity Catholic is obviously one of the best teams in that state, in the Show Me State. However, it was the Packers winning in impressive fashion, and actually led 35-0 at the break. And Trinity Catholic didn't score until the fourth quarter, and Trinity scored its first points very early in the fourth quarter, and then didn't score again until time ran out, the very last play of the game. But it was Colquitt County winning easily 42-14. And Dejon Edwards rushed for over 100 yards on 17 carries. And that's according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And if you've had the chance, just go to ghsfdaily.com. And subscribe to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And published every day, Monday through Friday. And you get it in your email. Your inbox every morning. That's the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And we're going to move on to this week's games, and the four games of interest here. And obviously leading off with the Trojan Bowl 2, and the Lee County Trojans, the defending state champions in Class 6A, will face last year's runners-up in Class 3A or AAA, and the Peach County Trojans out of Fort Valley, Georgia. And Peach County's in Central Georgia, just southwest of Macon. And speaking of Macon, Peach County opened its season up in Macon on the campus of Mercer University and the play in the making touchdown clubs kickoff classic, taking on the Eagles on the north side of Warner Robins. And north side of Warner Robins came in as the fourth ranked team in the state in Class 6A, according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And it was Peach County pulling off the upset over north side of Warner Robins, 27-24. Very close game until the closing seconds, and Peach County pulling off the upset. And Peach County fell to Calhoun in last year's Class 3A championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on a very controversial call. And Lee County could have played for the 6A title in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Unfortunately, that unexpected winter storm, that cold snap, forced the game, the 6A title game, to be moved to Trojan Field in Leesburg. And of course, it was Lee County coming from behind in dramatic fashion to defeat the Coffee Trojans 28-21. And for their first ever state title. And in the matchup will feature current Lee County head coach Dean Previsio, now in his 10th season up in Leesburg, taking on Chad Campbell, who was a former assistant, and actually Fabrizio was an assistant under Campbell at Peach County before he came to Lee County. It should be another good matchup. And 2-0 Lee County Trojans against the 1-0 Peach County Trojans, and the rivalry game at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany between the Monroe Tornadoes and the Westover Patriots. And as mentioned earlier, Monroe will look to start 3-0 for the first time since 2010. And up until they beat Terrell County last week, 51-32, Monroe hadn't started 2-0 since that time, since 2010. And it's the 49th all-time meeting between these two programs. And the series is a series that dates all the way back to 1970. And Westover only opened 4 years earlier and didn't start playing varsity football until 1969. And Monroe leads the all-time series 30-17 with one tie. So that's 48-49 all-time meetings. And in any case, the Tornadoes will look to stay undefeated, while Westover will be looking there for their first win under new head coach Alton Downs, and a potential matchup in this game would be between Monroe's quarterback, David Dillard, and Westover linebacker, Jimmy Pettway. And Pettway is receiving a lot of interest from some Power 5 conference schools. You got Monroe Westover, and another top game here in Albany and surrounding communities pits the Pelham Hornets, now 2-0, after a 57-0 rout over Randolph Clay, taking on Bakington Charter. And Bakington comes in at 1-0 after a win over Petola Charter 54-14 just a couple weeks ago. And it was a blowout win for the Blazers. And speaking of Petola Charter out of Edison, in Edison, Georgia, in Calhoun County, the Panthers will face the Sherwood Christian Eagles from just southwest of Albany in unincorporated Daugherty County, in a battle of winless teams at 0-2. And Sherwood's lost 29 straight games since winning the GICAA state championship way back in 2014. And it's hard to believe that the Eagles of Sherwood Christian have lost 29 straight games since winning it all almost 4 years ago. But it is what it is. And it'll be interesting to see if Sherwood can finally get off the mat and get a victory. And on that note, that's going to end this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And remember to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. And as a quick reminder, you can also read the Four Down Territory column at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Try to publish that every Thursday, and a weekly school board on early Saturday morning, right after the games are played, which should be published sometime around midnight. And again, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening.